Good afternoon, this is Ed Dugan with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing the closing grain comments for Wednesday, January 31st, 2018. March corn closed unchanged at 361.5, but up 10.75 cents on the month. Before the open, the USDA announced the sale of 145,000 metric tons of corn to unknown for 17-18. This is on the heels of Tuesday's announcement of 132,000 to Spain and Monday's announcement of 115,000 to Egypt. Open interest up 12,000 contracts yesterday. We estimate the funds short about 185,000 contracts. Prominent South American crop scout pegs Argentina's production at 39 million metric tons versus the latest USDA estimate of 42. He pegs Brazil at 88 million metric tons versus the latest USDA estimate of 95.0. A reminder, tomorrow starts the initial insurance pricing period for corn and soybeans. As of a year ago, last year in February, the average price for corn was $3.96, soybeans $10.19. March beans closed down 4.5 cents at $9.95¾, but up 34 cents for the month. Argentina looks to remain dry for about the next 10 days before seeing rain showers push in the 11 to 15 day time period. We estimate the fund short about 70,000 contracts. Prominent South American crop scout pegs Argentina's production at 51 million metric tons. That's down 5 million from the latest USDA estimate of 56.0. However, he pegs Brazil at 112 million metric tons. That's up from the USDA estimate of 110. Argentina did plant a 10-year low in planted acres for beans. Market has been higher 10 of the last 13 sessions. China rumored to buy 5 to 7 cargoes of Brazilian beans overnight. Wheat market, Chicago March down 5 3/4 at 451 3/4, but up 24 3/4 cents for the month of January. KC May down March down 3.5 at 467 1/4, but up 40 cents for the month. We estimate the fund short about 130,000 contracts. Today's down day broke a streak of 5 straight higher closes. Chicago wheat has rallied 45 cents since January 16th. KC, 5 straight sessions up 50 cents since January 24th. Kansas wheat crop, winter wheat crop rated 14% good to excellent. That's down 23% from a month ago. Oklahoma only 4% good to excellent. That's down 11% from a month ago. And 53% of Oklahoma is in the midst of a severe drought. Everybody have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.